Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's still grilling season in Nebraska and across the country, across the world. Score One Smoking. Chris has all the good barbecue rubs and sauces for your backyard barbecues as you get ready for tailgate season here. Just about a month away. Go to ScoreOneSmoking.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram at Score One Smoking. I am live in Indianapolis at the Staybridge Suites. Heading over to Lucas Oil Stadium after this. Sip is in Lincoln. He'll be here later today. We will be on the sidelines tomorrow at Lucas Oil Stadium for our show. Looking forward to that, Sip, as we do every year. Do you know what hotel you're in, by the way?
I'm sorry?
What hotel will you be in?
I don't know. I'm in some sort of embassy. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know where we're staying.
Okay.
You know what? I was thinking during the break, I got to look at my flight information, my hotel.
Well, Sean would just tell you where you need to be.
He'll just I just get led around by.
Can you make sure you pack clothes this time and bring them?
You need a reminder.
But bring them out of the car, though, I mean.
No, I didn't even bring them out of my house last time.
Well, make sure it's in the car and it's in, you know.
Yeah, it's in my car. I'm ready to roll.
That's progress there.
I think everything's fine, Jake. I'll call you today at some point.
Okay, good.
We'll be at El Toro.
I won't have a margarita because I don't do margs, but I will have a Corona there probably.
Yeah, you should join us at El Toro. You're welcome to join us.
I might bring Swim with me too.
That'd be great for Swim to meet the Husker Online crew.
Well, I think he knows the Husker Online crew. He's met them before, I believe. He's not meeting any. It's not a first time acquaintance here. But maybe in your element, you know, the El Toro element you're saying, and not just in business element probably there.
Okay. We're definitely El Toro. I think, Jake, it'll be around 7 tonight.
Okay, we'll confirm that with me, please, when you're able to. Couple things before we get to our last segment. We will not have the game show. I will do at some point caller 5 for free bagels to do that. I'm getting creeped on by Jay Foreman through the window here at the door. he's doing the – I see – he's giving me the dirty eye over here. Look, there he is. You see him? Did you see him?
Look at the there big man. Look at the there big he man.
He's heading over.
Look at the linebacker.
He says, good morning, Sip.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, you can see him right there. He'll be here tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, he'll be here tonight. Okay. All right, we'll see you there. Jay's heading over to the stadium. I'll see you there shortly.
Isn't this fun?
This is fun. We're having a great time. Okay, I was in the article from CBS Sports. I do want to get to Ryan Day in a second. But
yeah, I was wondering about that.
I saw that they put Nebraska at 6th in the QB room with Dylan Raiola, but there's only 5 quarterbacks of 54 players coming to this couple days in Indianapolis that are and only one of them, Sip, played in the Big Ten last year. Hudson Card. That's the only person. There four quarterbacks coming did not play for their current team last year. The only person coming to media days that played on his team was Hudson Card of Purdue.
Interesting. So who are the other ones? Dylan Gabriel.
I don't have the list, but I know it's only five quarterbacks of 54 players coming in general, and one played for his team. So the question was, is QB play going to be strong this year in the Big Ten Conference? That was kind of the gist of the article. Dylan Gabriel is very strong. We know we're expecting a lot from Raiola, but he's a true freshman. We like Will Howard going to Ohio State. I don't think he's C.J. Stroud, though, Sip, going to Ohio State.
No, he's not. Is he C.J. Stroud? No, I think Will Howard will be good. What's Michigan have? We don't even know. We don't know what Michigan will have, but it'll probably be a drop off from JJ McCarthy. Drew Aller at Penn State is a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. I mean, he's a high completion percentage guy who doesn't throw it downfield.
He might this year.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm higher on him than you are. I know it's hypotheticals. You hate those. You hate that argument. And
well,
it's fine to
USC,
hate that argument.
You don't know exactly what you're going to get out of Miller Moss, right?
He had a great bowl game, but that's all we know about him. He had a great bowl game.
Iowa, not sure about McNamara, right?
They're ranked low in terms of the rankings on CBS Sports.
All right, I'm just thinking about the best teams in the poll. Nebraska would probably be next in that conversation. I don't want to say we don't know. We know plenty about Dylan, and we know he had a good spring, and we saw what that looked like in the spring game, albeit I always say the same thing. Jake, he wasn't playing against that defense was, A, they didn't have their dudes out there, and B, they're playing vanilla. Now, he did make throws, though. So, I feel like I have a pretty good idea what Nebraska has in Dylan. I feel really good about the picture. Really, really good. But, he's got to go out and do it.
Yes, he does.
What's Wisconsin look like to you at quarterback?
Well, they got Van Dyke from Miami.
Yes.
And I think he's been the last 2 years has kind of been the ultimate up-and-down player. He can be really, really good when he's on. He's had some incredible games with good stats, but Sip, when he's off, it's not good. I mean, he's kind of Jekyll and Hyde. You never know what you're going to get from Tyler Van Dyke.
Well, he's been a turn. He's had pick problems.
Right, exactly. So there's some games he is very erratic throwing picks, and some games he's been excellent and had some nice wins. But that was his problem. That was his MO, was that you just couldn't rely on him. He could get you a big win, but he could also lay an egg against a bad team and not show up. So I don't know if Luke Fickell can work that out of him and make him a better quarterback or just more efficient. But I know there's some definite skepticism about him at Wisconsin, what he can be.
Yeah, there is. I'll tell you one thing about him, though. This is the same with Will Howard at Ohio State. Those are big, strong guys that can play in a league where Matt Rhule talks about it all the time, right? You play in cold weather late in the year, and you're thrown into...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
In the wind. And that's something I really like about Dylan. 6'3", 220, big hands, big strong arm. He can push that ball into wind. And I think that's, you can make fun of me for all that, but Rhule talks about it. If I'm a head coach in the Big Ten, I am favoring bigger dudes at that position now. Not as much as I would in the Big 12. Not as much as I would in the old Pac-12. Not as much as I would in, I don't know, the Sun Belt. But in this league, when it gets wet and cold and sometimes snowy and windy, you need a big dude back there that can push the ball into elements that are tough.
Yep.
You know. But as far as the quarterback conversation goes, that doesn't look like a great league right now as far as the quarterbacks, except
no, it doesn't.
Dylan Gabriel. Right?
And then again, I like Will Howard, but again, I just don't think he fits the typical elite Ohio State quarterback. I think he's very good, but C.J. Stroud was a different level. I mean, all these guys they've had in the past have been different
levels.
I don't see that from Will Howard.
Justin Fields.
So I think if you want to criticize Ohio State, you could probably start at quarterback and say, I'm not sure what they
have. Oh, really? You're going to criticize Ohio State?
I said if you wanted to. If you were going to try to criticize them, you could say, do they really have the elite quarterback that's going to take them over?
Yeah, that might be a little something you'd nitpick. But, Jake, nitpick. They have guys behind him. They have Devin Brown and Aaron Nolan and Lincoln. Is it Keenholz?
Keenholz from South Dakota.
I mean, come on. They're going to be fine at that position somehow.
They should be. They should be. They should be.
Yeah.
Ryan Day, on his behalf, will speak today. He's the last person to go on day one of media days at the podium. With Jim Harbaugh no longer in the conference, can Ryan Day be the alpha that he should be now?
Of course
for the
he
Big
can.
Ten Conference.
They're loaded. They're loaded.
The alpha voice, the alpha presence. We talked about Nick Saban. We talked about Nick Saban at SEC. He's gone. Who takes the alpha role? Is it Kirby Smart? Probably. Kalen DeBoer, if he has a good success, could be that eventually. Not right now. But Ryan Day is right now is, you know, on paper the best coach for the best team in the Big Ten Conference. Will he embody that with the alpha presence today in Indianapolis?
I'm thinking about Day. He has a little bit of that. He does. He has some bite to him. He's not, you know, he's not the guy that's going to wow the room like a Bobby Bowden with his sense of humor. He's not quirky like Harbaugh. Was Harbaugh an alpha? Yeah, he was.
He was an alpha, absolutely.
Yeah, he was also kind of quirky. But, you know, Tom Osborne had this weird charisma, this strange, quiet charisma, but he wasn't funny. I don't know exactly what you're looking for. I don't care if Day has that or not. It doesn't matter to me. I think he kind of does. Does he have that sort of presence that you're looking for? I don't know. He's a great coach, though. Now, God, I read something crazy last night, Jake.
What'd you read?
It was insane. It was something. It just struck me as insanity. It just struck me as college football. Sometimes we literally become insane in college football. I was reading a column from last November from a Ohio State writer for SB Nation. And one of the lines in the column was, a peek behind the curtain shows why Day's 7 losses outweigh his 57 victories.
Okay.
That's insane. That's called insanity.
Well, okay. What did Gene Smith say to him when he was hired? Remind us of that.
Put his arm around him at the podium on the day that he became the head coach. Put his arm around him at the podium and said, "We have high expectations at Ohio State, Ryan. We expect to win them all. We expect to win them all."
And he was not joking.
No, but come on.
Very serious in that.
What world do you say, yeah, but Day's 7 losses outweigh his, I think it's up to 58 victories. Come on. That's insanity, Jake. Now, it is true, though, over the last 3 seasons, Ohio State is 0-9 when it comes to the 3 biggest goals, which is beating Michigan 0-3, right? Winning the Big Ten.
0-3, yep.
0-3, winning a national title. 0-3. So I get that. Day is 1-3 against Michigan. That's problematic, right? Especially when you're following Urban Meyer. Jake, Urban Meyer was 7-0 against Michigan. Mm-hmm. So I understand all that, but you can't. I mean, come on. You have to give Day credit for loading up the roster. Now, people will always say, well, Sip, but he's got all that talent. Well, yeah, he's responsible for acquiring that talent. Give him credit for that. It's interesting to me when people use that against a coach. He's got all that talent, but he doesn't do anything with it. Well, give him credit for acquiring the talent. Ohio State is loaded, Jake.
They are.
You have heard Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer say they've never seen Ohio State with the talent it has right now.
Well, it's just been people that say, what are they getting after with that? Are they trying to put pressure on them, or are they just trying to be real with the fact that they believe this roster is unbelievably talented?
What did our friend Bill say?
What did he say? Remind us.
Bill said, no, that they're not. I mean, Urban Meyer saying that's not going to put any more pressure on Ryan Day than there already is. He's already got. Their expectation this year is to win the national title. I mean, how do you get any more pressure?
It'd be a fun expectation. Expectation.
What's going on?
I think I'm getting creeped on again. All right, we got to take.
Are you being crept on?
Yeah, I think I am. We got to take one last quick break. We'll come back. When we come back, we'll have the spillover, final preview of the day ahead for day one of Big Ten Media Days, live in Indianapolis. More next on Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.